We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello, precious viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 17 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Cameroon, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Utul on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinghe Cable TV, Yongjiala Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jinmen County, Channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. You can also visit us online at www.suprememastertv.com, featuring high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, China is committed to lessening her carbon footprint. In ecology news, a Brazilian indigenous area is protected. In animal welfare news, Oscar the canine and a South African caregiver travel to 35 countries to help dogs in shelters. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today in history, June 11th, Shihu Center of the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association in Formosa or Taiwan came into existence in 1988. Supreme Master Ching Hai compassionately acquired this tranquil place so that her disciples could meditate in a quiet atmosphere and enjoy God's grace. Through Supreme Master Ching Hai's vision and work, she and the residents transformed the landscape to a thriving, eco-friendly paradise. The book Celestial Art is a special collection published in 2008 to celebrate the 20th anniversary of the founding of Shihu Center. Filled with the brilliant artwork and commentary of Supreme Master Ching Hai, it highlights sweet stories and memories connected with this beloved place. May Shihu Center continue to flourish for many years, giving spiritual seekers the opportunity to experience the exquisite and sustainable beauty created by Supreme Master Ching Hai. Happy birthday, Shihu Center, and thank you, most beautiful master.
Fly-in news. Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association relief news update from Nepal. In early May, powerful thunderstorms and high-speed winds hit the southern and western parts of Nepal. 6 people lost their lives, while many others were injured, and the roofs of more than 500 homes were torn off. Supreme Master Ching Hai immediately donated $10,000, asking our association's relief team to help those in need. This amount could purchase approximately $427,000 in items in the United States based on Nepal's cost of living.
With the help of the local Red Cross, the Rowtahat District Police and administration officials, our association members were able to distribute 150 tents, mosquito nets and cash to the most affected and those who lost family members in the incident. It was the first ever help the victims received for the disaster, and many had words of thankfulness for Supreme Master Ching Hai's noble care and love for the afflicted. Rowtahat District and Red Cross officials later sent letters of appreciation with an excerpt reading as follows.
The families of the people who lost their lives, were injured, became homeless, and were undergoing great human suffering due to the strong winds that swept through the Rowtahat district of Nepal have felt boundless love and warmth of compassion due to the relief assistance delivered by the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association on behalf of the Supreme Master Ching Hai to lessen the human suffering caused by the incident. These relief team members surveyed more than 50 remote village development committees of this district and distributed human relief to the affected families. We present this letter of appreciation as an acknowledgement of this noble human assistance.
Our gratitude, Red Cross, Rowtahat District Police, and Rowtahat District Administration offices for your caring aid to those affected by the storms. We also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her compassion and support, and our association's relief team for their efforts to help those in need.
May such potential disasters be eased as we all engage in kinder treatment of each other and the environment.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
World warned of full-blown pandemic.
with the swine flu virus having afflicted more than 27,774 countries, the United Nations World Health Organization, or WHO, cautioned this week that an official swine flu pandemic is now imminent, while preparing countries on how to cope with large infected populations.
A pandemic is the highest in WHO's six-level alert scale, signifying a continued spread of disease in at least two WHO regions in the world.
In this case, the regions are the originating continent of North America and Australia, where more than 1,200 swine flu cases have been confirmed. The next countries outside these areas with the highest number of cases are the UK at about 800 cases, as well as Japan, Spain, China, Germany, France, Israel, Italy, and others. Cases are also noticeably rising in places such as Lebanon and Egypt. In addition, officials warned that the severity of the swine flu virus could suddenly increase at any time, possibly claiming many more than the 140 lives recorded thus far.
The location most at risk for this to occur is actually a pig factory farm, where conditions allow rapid viral mutations. Our appreciation, World Health Organization, and government leaders across the globe for your efforts to safeguard the health of fellow citizens. We sorrow for the losses already sustained by loved ones as we pray for the toll of this illness to be minimized through humanity's awakening to the safety of the plant-based diet.
Red meat consumption linked to blindness. A recent study from the Centre for Eye Research Australia at the University of Melbourne in Australia found that elderly who ate 10 or more portions of red or processed meats per week were at a 47% higher risk of contracting age-related macular degeneration. This condition, which afflicts up to 30 million people around the world, is the most common reason for blindness. Australian scientists, we appreciate the significant study that demonstrates just one of the many dangers of meat consumption. May the organic vegan, meaning animal-free diet, become the more and more obvious choice for long-term health and well-being.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
Los Angeles, USA Police Chief to receive honor from Queen Elizabeth II. Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II of Britain is bestowing the honorary title of Commander of the Most Excellent Order of the British Empire upon Los Angeles Police Chief William Bratton, awarded for his dedication in amending police policy to reduce crime over his 39-year professional career. Chief Bratton is also being sworn in as the new president of the Major Cities Chiefs Association, an organization of police chiefs in the United States and Canada. Chief William Bratton, our respectful accolades for the recognition of your accomplishments. May your exemplary work continue as an inspiration toward bettering the lives and safety of our neighborhoods.
New Zealand ranks first for peace. A recently published study of the world's most peaceful countries placed New Zealand at the top, followed by Denmark and Norway. The Global Peace Index ranks 144 nations worldwide, with the top 10 countries this year also including Iceland, Austria, Sweden, Japan, Canada, Finland, and Slovenia. Kudos New Zealand and other top listed countries on the harmony and prosperity enjoyed by your nation's citizens. May our entire planet be graced with heavenly peace and abundance for all.
Save our planet. Shellfish reefs, the most at-risk marine ecosystem on the planet. A report recently released by the Nature Conservancy in the US revealed that 85% of these distinct ecosystems have disappeared worldwide. Shellfish reefs, which differ from coral reefs, help prevent shore erosion and provide shelter for other animals, while their resident marine animals naturally filter and cleanse the water. Fishing for human consumption and coastal development are seen as the main causes of the reef's enormous decline.
A statement from the Nature Conservancy observed, "Reefs are functionally extinct in many areas, particularly in North America, Australia, and Europe, and are no longer able to provide any of the ecosystem services that benefit people. Creating protected areas and reducing pollution are among the report's restorative recommendations."
We appreciate the Nature Conservancy for informing us about the critical depletion of these underwater sanctuaries. Let us move quickly to ensure the safety of our vital ocean inhabitants and biosphere.
In a July 2008 video conference at the Heart Touch Tour exhibition in Formosa or Taiwan, Supreme Master Ching Hai addressed the concern of audience members as she outlined the approach needed to restore the balance of life on both land and sea.
Up to now, we have lost so many, not just marine lives, but land species. They disappear faster than we can imagine. And we just feel like it doesn't concern us, or that we are not responsible for their plight, for the death and disappearance of our precious co-inhabitants. But the fact is that we are responsible. So I suggest that stricter rules must be imposed to protect the sea, the water, which is our life, which is also our protectors in terms of balancing our ecosystem and sustain our planetary equilibrium and sustain our lives.
Save Our Planet, spiritual leaders in India promote environmental endeavors. Based on the premise that conserving nature is an integral part of India's spirituality, spiritual leaders and their faithful are encouraging various initiatives for environmental protection. One such endeavor being led by His Holiness Gyalwang Dukpa has gathered almost 1,000 Buddhist monks, nuns and devotees on a 40-day, 400-kilometer spiritual trek across five Himalayan passes. Along the journey, over 100,000 villages are receiving recyclable bags as a gesture to encourage sustainable living. Other initiatives include the Ganges River cleanup launched by Swami Ramdevji of the Patanjali Yogpith and organic farming initiatives started by spiritual guru Sri Sri Ravi Shankar of the Art of Living and Project Greenland headed by Sadhguru Jaggi Vasudev, an activity that holds the world record for planting 7.5 million trees in southern India. Our respect and admiration, all spiritual leaders and practitioners, for your diligent efforts to green the planet. May you continue to inspire many toward noble ideals that bring such heavenly qualities to our earthly home.
Save Our Planet, European Parliament members affirm help to the environment. A recent electoral vote introduced a new group of leaders across the 27 European Union member states, winning the largest share of seats for the center-right European People's Party and European Democrats, with other parties along the spectrum securing representation as well.
Among the major issues being considered by the Parliament is environmental preservation, with increasing consideration being given to the global warming threat of the agriculture sector. Supreme Master Television spoke with newly elected Parliament member Philippe Lamberts from Belgium.
Ce seront des mesures qui vont viser à accélérer extrêmement fort la réorientation de notre agriculture vers une agriculture beaucoup moins consommatrice d'énergie et de produits chimiques et beaucoup plus respectueuse de l'environnement.
Mr. Lamberts and fellow Green parliamentarian Pierre Jonquière agree that an improved agricultural system must include addressing the livestock industry.
Tout le monde sait bien, si on veut rendre notre planète soutenable, il va falloir réduire notre consommation de viande, ça on le sait bien.
We know that the agriculture and the meat production is one of the main causes of gas emission, and so it's very clear that the ratio per habitant of meat has to decrease.
Ms. Judith Sargentini, another new parliament member from the Green Party of the Netherlands, pledged her group's active promotion of reducing meat consumption for a sustainable environment for all.
We also say, please eat less meat and let's make taxes on meat. Let's raise those taxes. Yeah, that's definitely one of the issues we're talking about. Without forcing people. I'd like to tell people what the cost is of eating meat for the environment worldwide.
We salute your openly shared concern and efforts, Ms. Sargentini, Mr. Jonkheer, Mr. Lamberts, and all dedicated new and incumbent parliamentarians. May your leadership be blessed to bring further environmental awareness and welfare to the European people with policies that benefit all on the planet.
Save Our Planet, internationally published Time magazine, features a series of articles about how individuals can save the planet from the threat of climate change, including one called Skip the Steak, which says that switching to vegetarianism is a great way to shrink your carbon footprint.
Save Our Planet, a study from Israel's Weizmann Institute of Science reveals that greater mouse-eared bats recognize the voices of other individuals of their species.
Save Our Planet. Engineering student Klaus Volkening at the University of Portsmouth, England, develops the first working model of a method that uses water storage tanks to be able to continue generating energy when the sun is no longer shining.
Quacky, the Duchess of Lilydale, one of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international best-selling book, The Noble Wilds. I am following a plant-based diet. Today, I'm going to share a tip on how caring for your animal companions can be made more convenient. Consider keeping a separate closet or set of drawers just for supplies for your animal friends. That way, it will be easier for you to get the things they need. Plus, it will be easier to keep track of which items are running low. Thanks so much for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Thank you for tuning in. And now for the weather around the globe.
In world news, China dedicates to sustainable development. After meeting with senior Chinese government leaders,